Welcome to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and today we're going to talk about what anxiety reveals. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. Chapter 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. What anxiety reveals. Welcome once again to the Live Long, Lead Well broadcast. I'm Dr. Mark Jones, and I got a question for you. Are you anxious? Is there anything that you're worried about, concerned about, overly preoccupied with? Is there anything that has just been exasperating to you? Well, today we're going to talk about what that anxiety may reveal. So I want you to take these pointers so you can consider yourself, consider where you are, and see if you can possibly cast off all anxieties because He cares for you. Now, number one, anxiety reveals the possibility that our motives are still not right. You know, the only thing that's worse than not having any hope or goals or expectation is we have them, but we want them for the wrong reason. And so sometimes anxiety can be an indicator that there's still a work that has to be done in our motives. Nothing wrong with having things or accomplishments, but whenever they are aligned with the pride of life, thinking that those things or those accomplishments will give me identity or value, then sometimes that's the reason for the delay in that area. Here's number two. Anxiety can reveal a fear that you won't become what you already are. You know, I want you to think about Eve in the garden. One of the reasons that she fell to the trick of the enemy is because he convinced her that she wasn't what she already was. You see, Genesis 1:26 says that God had made Adam and Eve in the image of God. She was already like God, but Satan convinced her that she wasn't like God and he was holding out on her. And that anxiety caused her to eat of the forbidden fruit. So anxiety could reveal that you have a fear that you won't become what you already are. Remember, whatever you are becoming, you are already that in seed form. Or number three, anxiety can reveal that you fear that you won't possess what you already possess. You know, think about the scripture. It says, when we pray, we should believe that we have already received it. So we're already in possession of the objective of our prayer, and we have to trust God that in time and through a process, He's going to materialize the object of our expectation. Here's number four. Anxiety can reveal that our timeline is more important to us than God's timeline. You know, there is time, and then there is the fullness of time, and that ain't the same time. See, time is just chronological. It's just incremental steps of existence. But the fullness of time is about certain processes or God's purpose being accomplished before some reality can be made manifest. That is a fullness of time. So it's very possible that anxiety can reveal that your timeline is more important to you than God's. Here's number five. Anxiety could reveal a pressure to measure up to the progress of other people. I want you to think about that. Are you looking at other people trying to determine where you should be based on where they are? So sometimes those kind of focuses can create pressure to measure up to the progress of other people. Here's number six. Anxiety can reveal that we lust for change without a process. I'm going to tell you something. Whenever we lust for change without a process, our souls are in danger. Because Satan is Lord of a shortcut. He can always offer a way that doesn't involve a cross or a sacrifice. And this is what ensnares many people. Here's number 7. Anxiety can reveal that we are leaning to our own understanding. Think about it. We're looking at the situation through our own reasoning. And that is creating a lot of anxieties in our lives. Here's number 8. Anxiety can reveal a failed attempt to handle God-sized problems in our own strength. I'm going to say it again. A failed attempt to handle God-sized problems in our own strength. That's where anxiety, that's where frustrations come from, is we're trying to handle the God side of an equation. Number 9. Anxiety can reveal simply that we do not trust God's integrity. As simple as that. Do we trust that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him? Do we trust in the integrity of God to perform His word? And here's the last thing. Anxiety can reveal that we have an improper relationship with our goals. Listen. There's nothing wrong with having goals, having dreams. There's nothing wrong with being driven and wanting to be accomplished in life. There's nothing wrong with all of those things. But whenever those things start creating pressures and weights and frustrations and anxieties, it is very possible we have a wrong relationship with our goals. Now, do you know somebody who's anxious? Do you know someone who's fretting over things they should not be? Do me a favor, send them this message right now so they can check themselves before they wreck themselves. Remember, if you want Dr. Mark Jones to be a part of your next event, give us a call at 813-241-6919, extension 15. You can always find my messages on YouTube at Manifestations Worldwide. You can find me on Facebook as simply Mark Jones. Until we get together next time, may you live long and lead well.